What's up, podcast fam? It is Monday. It is episode 24 of the Dad and Griffin Pod. I'm Dad.
I'm Griffin. What's up, peeps? Shout out to Kobe Bryant.
Man, right away, firing away shout outs. I love it. Episode 24, that's the number he wore, right? Yeah. It's the number he wore, 24.
Second favorite basketball player.
Of all time?
Yep.
Behind who?
Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant. I like that. That's cool. Awesome. Mm-hmm. You clearly didn't. Did you watch the Michael Jordan documentary last night? Huh?
No.
I did.
Unfair.
We'll get to that eventually. How was your weekend?
It was great. How was yours?
It was okay. Yeah.
And we have an announcement for something special about me.
Something special about you. Tell the people something special about you.
I just learned how to ride a bike.
Yep. We're dialed in, right? We've got two wheels, no training. None of them are training wheels, and we're live. We got live action.
You told me I would learn fast, and yesterday I literally just started.
I told you you'd learn when you figured it out on your own, right?
And I did figure it out on my own.
Yep, you're a hap. Figure it out on your own.
And tomorrow morning I get to wake up at 7 o'clock, shout out CEO, and I get to go ride a bike with her.
Watch your feet, everybody. Griffin's dropping shout-outs all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Shout-out CEO. You guys are going on a bike ride in the morning?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see if that happens.
It will happen.
Really?
Really?
Bet? Yeah, I do want to bet.
Okay, how much?
I bet it doesn't happen.
I'll bet you $50 million if it doesn't.
Well, it's not a bet anymore. It's just sort of a fake bet, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of bets... This is unbelievable.
Oh my gosh.
This is unbelievable. So about a week ago, over a week ago, you and I made a bet. Well, it wasn't really a bet. We just say, hey, what would happen? What's going to happen first? Are we going to get to 1,000 listens first? Or are we going to get to 5 countries listening to us first? And you picked 1,000 listens.
Oh my gosh.
Right? The whole theory was like one day we went on to Anchor and we were looking at all the – show data and the analytics, and boom, like Ireland popped up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then a couple days later, boom, Austria popped up.
Yeah.
We're going global.
Yeah.
Spain
popped up.
Well, Spain was already on there, right? They're OG. And we were on the Anchor website just before we started recording tonight so we could see how many listens we had to date, which is 904.
And then
we scroll down, what do we see as country number 5?
Russia!
You've got to be kidding me.
Oh my gosh, we really said the Russians were hacking Spotify, and boom, we are correct.
I mean, now I'm kind of freaked out. I wonder, I would not be surprised if some deep state was like, tracking how many times Russia is mentioned all over the internet, and they're tracking us now. I think we're being tracked by the government. What do you think?
That is... When we said the Russians were hacking Spotify, we did not expect Russia to listen to us.
What did Crouton say? Russians hack you Spotify?
Me, Russians hack you Spotify.
Well, anyway, that bet is settled. We got to 5 countries before we got to 1,000 listens. Now, it was a great wager because we're going to get to 1,000 listens in the next 2 nights,
yeah.
Right? But we got to 5 countries first. We're going global, bro.
Yeah.
Shout out St. Petersburg, Russia. That's where we drilled down and noticed that there was a listen in St. Petersburg, Russia. Whether or not it's legit or KGB, to be determined.
What if then France popped up and then Canada?
Oh boy. Then I'd be suspicious. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be suspicious. Very. So episode 24, I went ahead and did a little research again.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah. 24 for me, the number 24 is a kind of a great number. I like it a lot.
I do too.
One of my favorite TV shows.
It's an even number.
One of my favorite TV shows of all time was actually called 24.
What was the show
called? Just called 24. Have you ever heard me say anything about Jack Bauer?
Yeah.
Have you heard that name?
No. Is it because of Bauer Hockey?
Not because of Bauer Hockey. But one of my all-time favorite TV characters, Jack Bauer. Greatest show of all time, 24. You said Kobe Bryant already, number 24, right? Mm-hmm. Then this goes for John in Boston. Lots of significant baseball overlap with the number 24.
Yeah.
Ken Griffey Jr. wore the number 24.
Griffey!
Yeah. Ricky Henderson, shout out Uncle Johnny. Johnny's favorite baseball player when he was a kid, Ricky Henderson. He wore number 24.
Ooh, that's three.
Fun fact about Ricky Henderson?
Oh, I guess so.
1,406 stolen bases in his career. That is a Major League Baseball record. Boom.
How many years did he play?
I don't know. Maybe Uncle Johnny will call him with that.
124 bases stolen?
1,406.
1,406 bases stolen?
Yep. He was a speed demon. That's all he did, stole bases. Willie Mays. That's a little bit before your time, before my time too, but Willie Mays wore 24. And then shout out NASCAR fans, Jeff Gordon drove the number 24 car.
Okay.
Some good history on 24, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? What was the best thing you saw this weekend?
The best thing I saw was...
You watched a little TV this weekend?
Yeah.
NBC did... I don't want to answer this for you. But since you seem fairly unprepared and you're chewing your nails like you're nervous, NBC ran all of the Chicago Blackhawks World Stanley Cup.
And I watched
Stanley Cup Final winning games, right?
Yeah. And
you got to see what?
The Hawks destroyed the Bruins.
The Hawks destroyed the Bruins
in 2013.
That would have been Game 6 in 2013 in Boston, for the record. Uh-huh. They scored two goals in the last minute 30 to tie the game and then ultimately win it all in Game 6. That was amazing. Best thing I saw, we set up for it on Friday, no doubt about it, was the Michael Jordan Last Dance documentary. Was first two episodes were last night. You had to go to bed, and you didn't get to see it. But we have it on tape, so you get to watch it when you want. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. I gotta tell you, it was amazing. First two episodes were basically about drafting Michael Jordan,
ooh.
And then it seems to me like the show's gonna go like kind of following the players that helped them win all their championships. So Scottie Pippen was a big part of episode two.
I like him too.
Dennis Rodman, I think, is going to be episode three. And then they weave in and out of the story. They weave in kind of the how the franchise was put together and sort of the people from the front office that were responsible for putting the team together. It's pretty amazing. I really loved it. What do you want to do next? Should we do voice messages?
Yeah.
Okay. We've got Fan Club President. She drops a Funky Monday on us. And then we have a new caller.
Yeah.
Right?
He sounds a little suspicious, guys.
She doesn't sound suspicious at all.
No, the Barry Jr. guy.
No. Why are you talking like that?
Well, Barry Jr.
That's so weird.
I didn't want to.
No, voice messages. We're doing Elizabeth. No, Elizabeth and then Alethea finally called in, right? And left us a great message. So, Elizabeth, hope you had a great weekend. Let's listen to your message first.
Okay, ready?
Hey, Uncle Chris and Griffin. It's me, Elizabeth, the president of the fan club. And it's Monday with a wacky question of the day. Here is a regular question. Rank your the ways to get around: plane, boat, train, car. You have to rank those. Mine is boat, plane, train, car. And here's the wacky question of the day. If you could be a cartoon character, who would it be? Mine, I would choose all the Disney princesses, but if I had to pick one, I would pick Elsa. Bye, boys.
All right, Elizabeth, thanks. Great questions today. What How would you rank your modes of transportation, your ways to get around?
Train, boat, airplane, car.
Train, boat, airplane, car. So the only consistency between you and Elizabeth is that you both put cars last, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess in that group, I would probably put cars last too.
I hate road trips. I hate it.
You don't like road trips?
No.
You've never been on a road trip.
I have.
Where?
We went to Mizzou.
Road trip is not an hour and a half drive away. That's not a road trip.
How long is a road trip?
Like road trip, I think has to be longer than 9 hours. I think a road trip's got to be longer than 6 hours.
Like Michigan?
Well, that'd be an interesting thing to research. What the official definition of a car, how far do you have to go for it to be a road trip? That'd be interesting. Tomorrow we'll clarify. Right? All right, and then any cartoon character, what would you be? Who would you be?
Donald Duck.
Donald Duck? That's a good one. She kind of cheated and picked all of the characters.
Yeah,
of the princesses. But you know what? When you're president of the fan club, you can pretty much do whatever you want to do. All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. Hopefully we will talk to you tomorrow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, a new listener is calling in. It is Alethea from Spain, our first international caller. That isn't a prank. This one's real. I will tell you, little warning, we're going to need you to adjust your volume down a little bit here. Alethea's coming in hot. She was super excited. And I'm going to translate for you afterwards because she just got talking so fast and it was so cute and it was awesome, right? This is an awesome message. All right, here we go. Ready, go.
Hi, Griffin and Uncle Chris. Which is your favorite lighthouse? My favorite lighthouse is the one that you took me. I love you. By the way, it's Alethea.
Oh my gosh. I think that's in the running for my favorite message of all time. Would you agree?
Yeah.
What did she say in the message? Because sometimes I didn't get it for the first like 4 or 5 times, but CEO got it right away.
Yeah.
What did she say?
What's your favorite lighthouse?
She said, hi, Uncle Chris and Griffin. What is your favorite lighthouse? My favorite lighthouse is the one in Maine that you took me to. Love you. By the way, this is Alethea. That was a really funny one when she finished it. Oh, this was like 3 or 4 years ago. Maybe not 3 or 4 years ago. Maybe like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Where we met everybody in Maine for vacation, right?
Yeah.
And like in Maine, they have tons of... Yeah, the whole family was there.
The whole family.
We took them up to... there's lots of lighthouses to go touring around and seeing, right? Mm-hmm. And this has been like tattooed on her brain. But she remembered going up to the top of this lighthouse, and I took her up to the top of the lighthouse, and it was really great. And she got a button, and she still remembers it. I don't think she'll ever forget it. And so my favorite lighthouse...
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I totally remember that one.
My favorite lighthouse is the one that I went up to the top of with you, Alethea. That was amazing. Man, great callers today. Did you hear Sophie in the background? She's like, no, that's my lighthouse. So funny. Thanks for calling and leaving a message. All right. State Farm joke of the day?
Yeah.
You ready for it?
Yeah.
State Farm joke of the day. Do you think State Farm is bummed out that we did a great thing here by giving them the name of this segment, but then we've basically turned it into all potty jokes. Do you think our sponsor is concerned about that?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Here we go. State Farm joke of the day. Are you ready?
How do you get a tissue to dance?
How do you get a tissue to dance?
Yeah.
How?
You put a little boogie in it.
You put a little boogie in it. Put a little boogie in the tissue. All right. I shouldn't be laughing that hard at that. Oh, can I do the shout out tonight?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We're shouting out the Omaha family, Omaha Nation, AJ and Sam and the boys. You guys are 24 episodes behind. Granted, we told you a little late about the podcast. We clued you in a little late, but we're shouting you out tonight. Hope you can catch up. And I think you guys are going to be a great addition to the Pod Nation, because we're looking for some serious creativity from you guys on the phone lines and the voice message lines.
You guys are really creative, and that's why we wanted to shout you out,
so
you guys can catch up and give us ideas.
That's right. All right. Twitter, email, at Dad and Griffin on Twitter, dadandgriffinpod@gmail.com. Use it. Reach out. Let's go. It's a new week. We need some more content. We hit, we said this earlier, we hit 900 listens. We're on our way to 1,000 this week. We need some ideas on what we should do to celebrate 1,000. I think that's going to be awesome. I'm not sure where to direct you anymore. Anchor now is clearly hacked by the Russians. Spotify is hacked by the Russians. Apple Pods, I think you're still safe there. We're going to leave you today a little different. We had, Griffin had some fun with his mom's phone this weekend and sent three messages to the podcast impersonating three callers, three people who have been leaving us voice messages. So these are funny kind of outtakes to end the show. So enjoy, and you want to sign us off?
Yeah, keep your head up and your stick on the ice. Goodbye, peeps. Hi, Dad and Griffin Pod. You're doing great. Keep it up, the show, and be awesome. Podcast is great. Good job.
Oh, hey guys, it's Barry Jr. from Hockey Night in Canada. And I was thinking, all of that research stuff, I might watch that Michael Jordan show today. Today night. And Barry, my father, is getting really a lot of insults on that podcast of theirs. And that Vladimir Crouton guy kept insulting my father. And I need him to stop doing that.
Hello, hello. Am I on the air? Am I on the air? It's Vladimir Crouton.